Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
You know what I'm sick and tired of, Harry? I'm sick and tired of having to eke my way through life. Sick and tired of being a nobody.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. It doesn't matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
There's a payoff for bad eventually. There's a payoff. It can't be bad, but for so long. If you got the strength and the understanding to realize that, it will change. It will change. It's impossible.
It's the what if I can pull off a f-ing miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
What most people do is they back away from adversity. But if you want to see if you're a brave person, wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work, then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me.
Don't doubt your own ability. We've all got to deal with the enemy of doubt. I'm asking you, don't let that disease grab you by the throat. Yes, it's easy to doubt that it can happen. It's easy to doubt. We've all got fears that want to crowd in. You can go through those strenuous times. If I can make it, you can make it.
You know, the best quality in the world that you can develop is to develop the quality of being unstoppable. Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit. And nothing will ever stop me. Make the decision that you can be tired, you can be worn out, but nothing is ever going to stop you.
But once you figure out your brain, you become unstoppable to almost anything.
Here's the deal. Too many of you guys waste way too much time worried about what's going on with other people. And yeah, I understand it can make you jealous. And yeah, I understand it can piss you off. And yeah, I can understand that it ain't fair. But guess what? Life is not f-ing fair.
One big thing is you have to learn how to fail. Because I'm going to explain this to you. I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks.
Like I told you guys, I've lost in kickboxing, I've lost in boxing, I've lost in life, I've lost in love, I've lost in family. Like life is, you know, you don't just win all the time, it's wins and losses. So you roll with the punches.
Go back to the gym, work, because you have more to show. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past. I'm really good on that, you understand? I learned by the years that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Because pain, you're gonna have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work, constant work, constant work. Doesn't matter what's happening, it's gonna happen in your life, you have to continue. This is the way I see the life.
Thoughts aren't true. Feelings don't require actions. Things aren't good or bad, they just are. Our greatest enemy is ignorance. To change your life, change your surroundings. Our actions, not our pasts, define who we are.
Victims see their past as their fate. Champions see their past as their origin story. And so a lot of people are living through their origin story right now, or they're living through the very reason that they'll never be successful, but it could be the exact same situation.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
And the only difference between either character is the actions they choose to take.
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions. So to me, what failure is the mother of all success. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan getting cut from his ninth grade basketball team, he wouldn't have became Michael Jordan.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything. When you go to war with yourself, you find a lot of peace because you know exactly who you are.
Make this note. Don't become a victim of yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise? But there isn't anything you can't walk away from. There isn't any challenge you can't overcome. I want you to have that kind of belief in yourself.
Sometimes bad things, horrible things happen to good people. Life isn't fair, and it can be heart-wrenching. And if you're having one of those dark days, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to feel that darkness.
Maybe you want to be nobody. Maybe you're happy exactly where you are in life. Maybe you don't have the determination to be somebody better than who you are. This is real, dude. This is real. You have to envision something that is more powerful than you. Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. But if you don't have a little flame, you know, just that, just barely, you're done. I can't light it for you.
You know what's crazy? You know you could be the one if you really wanted to, right? You know that, right? But see, you keep playing the what-if game. What if it don't work out this? What if it don't work out that? What if it do? What if it do work out? Then what? You gonna be happy, right? You can't say you wanna win, but then you scared to lose. What kind of sense does that make? If you put your head down and lock in on the vision, how could you not win? Only thing that's gonna cause you to lose is your mentality. But that's between you and you, though.
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen. So that's why my eyes and my body light up about things, because I know that if you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the in front of you. That's what I realized. I was never breaking the soul of anything in front of me. So that's why I came with the thing called Taking Souls in my book. I started to devise ways to break a soul of a human being, of an object, of whatever's in front of me. If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless.
Okay, something bad happens. How much would affect my behavior? Well, the person who's indestructible would have something terrible happen, and then nothing would change. Yeah, people don't know how to manage their emotions. I think the more, at least for me, the more I've tried to create space between how I feel and what I do, the more consistent my outcomes have been. I'm not feeling it, or I'm feeling tired, or things like that. The more times I give into that excuse or that feeling, then the more superstitious I become about doing it in the future. Whereas a lot of times, if I can just start when I am tired or when something is painful and then still execute about the same as before, the more times you do what is required to get what you want, the more times you get what you want.
I had to stop thinking normal. I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things.
Who's the person that you care about the most in this world?
My mom.
So if someone came and took your mom and put her on a cloud in the sky, and the only way that you could see her again is if you built a tower high enough to be able to bring her back down or to be with her again, would you wake up tomorrow and wonder why you, or would you get building?
Being a winner is a curse. It doesn't matter how much you've won before. You're not a winner until you win again.
Let's go.
And again.
Come on.
And again. Nothing is enough. No one understands. And you never want it to stop.
It's you gotta put your past behind you. Look, kid, bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
And I would always say, man, just keep failing. I keep failing. Why can't I get this? But then I realized I keep failing at things because I'm shooting higher than everybody in the damn world. Wow.
But the fact of the matter is if you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices, because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
I'm asking you, whatever threatens you, threaten it back. Whatever pushes against you, push it back. Whatever wants to overwhelm you like a father, stand up, take control, and do battle with your enemies. Wherever you find it.
I think a hopeful message that anyone can think about who's in that hard period or in that start period is that it won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for you. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you. But at the beginning, it's just you with a stick against a bear.
It's like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first 2 months or first 2 weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast, because my goals were, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years, because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? You got to teach yourself that.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
Running 6 miles 5 days a week, and that was my goal. And so I failed, I go back to scratch. I use some positive motivation. I have like one day where I'm like fucking defeated. But I started realizing this is part of the process. This is part of the journey. I had to realize this is part of my process versus just saying, like I used to, I'm just not good enough. If I'm not good enough, we always say that I'm just not good enough. And then we try something else. I'm going to make myself good enough.
There's human beings
that have different temperament and different minds and different mentality and a ruthless competitive drive that's almost terrifying to the ordinary person. But that guy, if we were living 1,000 years ago, he would be on a horse with the biggest battle axe waiting in the back, hacking heads off, and everybody would be running. And those people have always existed. Right. These dominators have always existed.
The world belongs to optimists. Because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will.
That Sean Puri thing, the cynics get to be right and the optimists get to be rich.
Yeah. They're, like, if you look at it from a percentage of success rate, I've been wrong more times than I've been right. I have failed more times than I've succeeded. But you always succeed more and are right more in the big ways than the people who've been right all along and are wrong 99% right and 100% wrong. So like they're right 99% of the time, but they're wrong 100% because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end. This won't last. Or like this business idea, it's not going to work. And you might have 9 failures. I felt my first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9. I'm just painting this picture because like it's painful as shit because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so, and they're right. Today. But not forever.
You know, the war that you have to really fight is the war against yourself. You have to fight the war against yourself. Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life. It's hard as hell. You have to take responsibility. You have to learn new things. You have to feel uncomfortable. Good, because discomfort is how we grow. That's how we become strong. If you run away from discomfort and resistance your whole life, you will always be weak.
After watching that film, I come to understand if I could work that hard every day, with being blessed with the physical tools that I have, what would my career be? And I made a promise to myself from that day that I was going to work that hard every single day.
The difference between successful people and non-successful people is here. I'm no better than none of y'all. I'm not a better person than you. I'm not a better Christian than you. God don't love me more than you. None of that. If you want to be successful, you have to change this. This has to change.
I don't look at failure as failure. I look at failure as your first, second, third, fourth, fifth attempt. I look at them as attempts. I don't look at anything as failure. Because when you're willing to try to do something, not trying is failure. That's not some after school special shit. But when you're able to go out there, there is no failure. It's attempts. Because when you're trying to do something that's bigger than you, whatever you are, whoever you are, if you're paralyzed, you're trying to walk one step and you didn't. You didn't fail, motherfucker. That was your first attempt. If that's your biggest thing, that's how your mindset needs to go into everything. So I don't look at it as failure is a big word like that gets people down and shit. You give so much power to words. I don't. I take the power right away. I didn't fail shit.
Successful people see opportunity in every failure. Normal people see failure in every opportunity. Both are right. Only one gets rich.
I like to see people do well. I've been around a while. I know what it takes to do what you do. And I know that things don't just happen. It's not just luck that you have, you know, you have to create that luck. You have to will it into existence. And I want you to know that I am always rooting for you. I'm rooting for all of you. The better you do in life and in your work, the better every studio does, the better every film does, the better we all do, the better it is for everyone. So I look forward to seeing what you create in the future. And I will continue to do all that I can to contribute and help this industry and this art form that I love.
Some people, they don't want to shoot panel because they don't feel confident. It's okay. I respect that. But Cristiano never will do that. Never. Even if I miss one time, I will shoot the second time. If I lose the second time, I will shoot the third time. I'm not afraid.
What do you do when you fail? Other than death, all failure is psychological.
other than death, all failure is psychological. Think about that.
I'm going to fail. I'm going to fail. I'm going to fail. I'm going to fail. And I will succeed.
But here's what we do know. It's possible for us to get through the winter. Here's what's exciting about the passing of time. It takes you through whatever you're experiencing at the moment. That's what time will do, take you through the winter. Now, how do you handle the winters? Make this little note. You can get better, and you can get stronger, and you can get wiser. There's no winter that you can't overcome. There's no winter that you can't figure out how to survive. There's no winter powerful enough that you cannot of figuring out a way to get through it. Hang on. Make this note. Winters don't last forever.
There's no combatant, true combatant, that has never gotten to the point where there's nothing left. When there's no physical strength left. When there's no energy left. When there's no speed left. When there's no joy left in that fight. All they have left is the will to get back up again. And they don't know how they're going to pick their fist up. They don't know how they're going to move their feet. They don't know how they're going to take another swing. They don't know if they're going to be able to get up when that next punch hits them in that fight. But that's all they got. So they get up. They get up.
I need to know. Who am I? Where do I belong?
Look, the point is, stop trying so hard to be something you're not.
Like so many things, it is not what is outside, but what is inside that counts.
You must be imaginative, strong-hearted. You must try things that may not work. And you must not let anyone define your limits because of where you come from.
You gotta let go of that stuff from the past, because it just doesn't matter.
If you focus on what you've left behind, you will never be able to see what lies ahead.
Look inside.
The only thing that matters is what you choose to be now.
They don't decide who you are, you do.
Your only limit is your soul.
You are what you choose to be.
There's no one I'd rather be than me.
You've got greatness in you. Don't let fear stop you from doing the thing you love. Never, never give up. There is no secret ingredient. It's just you.
And every morning you wake up, you hold yourself accountable. Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
What makes it hard is your lack of belief that it can happen for you. The fact of it is, though, it's very doable.
Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail again, fail better. The world is yours.
I think being the greatest musician of the 20th century is anybody's idea of success.
Dying broke and drunk and full of heroin at the age of 34 is not exactly my idea of success.
I'd rather die drunk, broke at 34 and have people at a dinner table talk about me than live to be rich and sober at 90 and nobody remember who I was.
You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired. He have personal problem, family. Nobody cares. You don't know, like, you just see how you fight and he go.
Yeah.
And for this one, you have to train so hard. If you don't want, halas,
somebody
go
else.
Back, go back to Dagestan. Nobody gonna ask about yourself. Mm. Without you or with you,
yeah.
There is, it's always gonna be champions.
Mm.
With your name,
yeah.
This is your choice.
Yeah.
You wanna put your name there? Okay, work hard. No? Bye-bye.
Hey, let me tell you. If someone told me that something is impossible, I will go out and do it. That's just the way I always was. I was told to my face, you're nothing but a giant muscle. You can't act. You have no future and you have an accent that is laughable. Ignore the naysayers. Work like hell. Trust yourself. Break some rules. Don't be afraid to fail. I've made a fortune in several careers. And I've been very successful in several careers by believing in myself. Let me tell you, you're going to find the naysayers at every turn that you make. Don't listen. Just visualize your goal, know exactly where you want to go. Trust yourself. Get out there and work like hell. And break some of the rules and never, ever be afraid of failure. I couldn't have gone to one lifting event in my life if I would have been afraid of failure. Because of course there's a chance that you can fail. When you lift the weight, I tried 10 times to lift bench press 500 pounds. And I failed. But the 11th time I did it. So never give up and never be afraid of failure, because otherwise you box yourself in and you limit yourself. You all should go and be hungry for success. You should be hungry to make your mark, and you should be hungry to be seen and to be heard and to have an effect out there.
You better teach yourself how to fail first. Because if you sit in failure for too long, you will never come out of it. So the first part of my success was learning how to fail properly. And then eventually, I started getting a few victories. But that's what people don't get. When you have buried yourself in such a deep hole, you better first talk about the failures you're gonna have first. And that's when that other voice comes up. It tells you we gotta do something, but it also tells you, boy, I'm not gonna lie to you, Goggins. You're in for a climb, bro. You're gonna get your ass handed to you, made fun of, the outside noise, the inside noise. Both voices are gonna be telling you to go yourself. You are in for hell, bro. I am. So I better learn to fail.
And so whatever the next mountain that you're trying to climb is, of course it's going to be higher, but it's going to require you to go through the smaller mountains to get to that point. So, because the more able you are, the more able you realize you can become. And you will get way bigger outcomes from the things that you have, like the path that led you here, than you think you can. And so that's why, since that moment where I lost everything, and then I was able to make more in the next 12 months, I realized that no work is wasted, because I am the output of the work, not the outcome.
So this guy just passed me. He said, Goggins, just be average today. Some of you just don't understand. Some of you have been average for so damn long, you don't know what it is to do hard work. But there's a lot of you out there who want to be much more than average, but just don't know how to do it every single day, the grind. You need to find someone to oil those gears up. So check it out. This is a mindset. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But there's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have, who wants the wife that you have, or the husband. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you have. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But if it is, it's gonna be yours. So make that a motivation for you.
This is something that I've actually relied on a little bit myself. Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it, but you can.
We have the ability to go in such a space if you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer. Your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything. And this 30 miles was the life-changing moment. I was out of it. I was in the worst pain of my entire life. I was, to me, on the brink of death. And I was able to chunk this 30 damn miles into small pieces. I was so driven, and I'm not gonna say motivated, because motivation's crap. Motivation comes and goes. When you're driven, whatever's in front of you will get destroyed.
I've had many movies go in the toilet. I've lost bodybuilding competitions and powerlifting competitions and all that stuff. People should know that you never will be able to go through life without failures. Failures make us learn. Failures make you stronger. Pain makes you stronger. So I think all of that is good.
When I think about how hard I want to work, The interesting thing about that is that the only person who can judge you on your success is you, because you're the only one who knows how much left in the tank you really had. And the better you get, and you can resonate with this, you start winning exteriorly. And that's when people are like, it felt so empty. It's because they didn't actually work as hard as they could have. They just worked hard enough to beat everyone else. But that discrepancy between how hard you could have worked to work your hardest versus what was required in order to win, to me, that's the opportunity that shifting towards the work being the goal unlocks for you. And I work harder now than I did when I was poor. And I think it's because I've learned to enjoy it.
So why not respond to that?
Time. Patience. Patience is a skill we must master. Patience is one of the most valuable skills a human being must master. And I'm working hard to master it, and I feel I'm getting there, so time will show all of them. That's it.
You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble? The only way that ever got any place was by breaking some of the rules. When you're out there partying, horsing around, someone out there at the same time is working hard. Someone is getting smarter and someone is winning. Just remember that. Now, if you want to coast through life, don't pay any attention to any of those rules. But if you want to win, there's absolutely no way around hard work.
You can say what they want to say. You put them in front of me, I'm going to beat them. You better believe that. You know what I'm saying? Dedication. Hard work. Dedication. Hard work. I'm a one-man army. One-man army. The world can go against me, I'm still come on top. I got God on my side.
You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no. Wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
I think a lot of personal growth is training yourself on how you respond to hard. Because in the early days, hard was, ooh, stop. This isn't good. I should, this is a warning sign. This is a red flag. I should slow down, or I should stop, you know, I should pivot. But the more I think about it as a competitive landscape, as I'm clear on what this path is supposed to look like, and these rocks and these dragons are things that I'm going to have to slay along the way to get the princess or get the treasure, I get happier about the harder it is, because I know that no one else will follow. And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to fucking try.
Yeah.
And I think that is so much more motivating as a frame for the exact same circumstance.
I got a 585 on my SAT. They give you 400 for putting your name on a paper. It's a true story.
Wow.
I guessed ABACADA. I did abacadabra all the way down. It's a true story. ABACADA. All the way down. I didn't care because it was a class trip that same day. I wanted to go Great Adventure. I was told that not taking my SAT seriously would prohibit me from furthering myself in life. That's what I was told. At the moment, I said, damn, maybe I should have applied myself. Maybe I should have did different. When I saw all my friends get their test scores back and they were ecstatic, 800s, 900s, 960s, everybody's going to college. I felt like the biggest idiot in the world. The biggest idiot in the world, because the same people that I went and rushed to go to Great Adventure with, they had taken the SAT the week before. They already got their work done. They did everything they were supposed to do, so that moment of fun was real fun for them. I was the only dumbass that didn't prioritize and take care of my shit. So I'm the only one going to community college. Everybody else off to Villanova, Temple University, Drexel University. I just got left behind. Why didn't y'all tell me that y'all did it the week before? How come y'all ain't tell me that we was serious about the college? Y'all ain't tell me y'all was trying to go to Temple or Drexel? Oh, wait. It's because my life isn't their life. They're focused on themselves. Wow, they're doing what they're supposed to do. Hey, jackass. Go sit by yourself and figure it out, because this is where you should be. Lesson learned. Any opportunity given should be taken serious from this point on.
People don't want to see you better than them. That's what it comes down to. You make them feel good about themselves, when you're fat and lazy, and you make them feel like shit when you come from the depths of hell and decide to fucking make it. There's enough food and pie for everybody to eat. Don't hate a motherfucker because he worked harder than you. Stay hard.
Embrace the journey and the process of life. You only get stronger hiking by going uphill. Nobody gets stronger hiking by just going downhill.
Do you know how many times I haven't been able to run? Two heart surgeries, multiple knee surgeries, and after every knee surgery, they say you're not going to run again. And I'm fine with that. There's no running up here, bro. None. This was what it was all about. That's what they lost. What if you can't run? Give a f***. When you can find drive in your own doubt, fear, insecurities, you become very unstoppable.
When you feel that pressure inside of you and it's very heavy, like weather that's very, you know, heavy and thick, you're motivated, you feel it. I've got to get up in the morning. I've got to do this. I've got to accomplish this. When that pressure goes away and you don't feel any pressure in your life, you can do anything and there's no consequences for it. You'll just waste time. You'll waste years. You'll waste months. You'll never accomplish anything. You give somebody a deadline, right? They'll accomplish in 2 months what it would take somebody 2 years to do without a deadline.
I mean, we can be average at what we do. I mean, we can be good at what we do, or we can be excellent, or we can be elite. And everybody has a choice as to what they want to do and how they want to do that. But if you're going to be excellent or elite, you got to do special things. You have to have special intensity. You have to have special focus. You have to have a special commitment and drive and passion to do things at a high level and a high standard all the time. And it doesn't matter what God-given ability that you have, that probably can make you good. But without the rest of it, I'm not sure you ever get excellent or elite.
Don't be afraid to fail. Anything I've ever attempted, I was always willing to fail. You can't always win, but don't be afraid of making decisions. You can't be paralyzed by fear or failure, or you will never push yourself. You keep pushing because you believe in yourself and in your vision. And you know that it is the right thing to do, and success will come. So don't be afraid to fail. Don't listen to the naysayers. I mean, how many times have you heard that you can't do this and you can't do that and it has never been done before? I hear this all the time. As a matter of fact, I love it when someone says, no one has ever done this before, because then when I do it, that means that I'm the first one that has done it. So pay no attention to the people that say it can't be done. Just remember, you can't climb the ladder of success with your hands in a pocket.
If the lion is the king of the jungle, how can he be the king of the jungle? If he's not the biggest, the elephant is probably one of the biggest. He can't be the fastest because that's a cheater. He can't be the smartest. So he's not the biggest, the fastest, or the smartest. So how does a lion become the king of the jungle? His mentality. That's the only difference of a lion and an elephant. When a lion walks up and sees an elephant, he thinks lunch. An elephant thinks run. And it's all mentality. Because when a male lion walks up, he may be outnumbered by a pack of hyenas, but I'm king of my jungle because of my mentality.
What is it that drives you forward? What motivates you still?
Well, my best words is dedication and hard work. To achieve this kind of things, you need to work hard and, you know, be a great professional, be serious in your job. And this is what I try to do. You know, to be here for 8th time, I think, is not by coincidence. It's because, you know, we all have talent, but talent without the work, it's nothing.
But I'm going to ask you one more time. I'm going to ask you to go look in the mirror. I'm going to ask you to take responsibility for where you are and admit to yourself that you are where you are because of decisions that you made, because of weakness that you had, because of your lack of ability to do the hard things when things got hard. That's why you are where you are. You know it, and I know it. So take responsibility for that. Take ownership of that. And start right now fixing that.
You need to work on yourself. If you just try to be pampered, and if you're trying to be soft, and if you're trying to be the victim and all stuff, you're not going to go anywhere. We need to get stronger. We need to get ballsier. We need to get tougher. We need to not be afraid of failure. We got to go and do the work. We got to face adversity. Adversity breeds character. There's strength and fighting and resistance. It does not only make the muscle grow, but it makes also your head grow, makes you a stronger person. We have to be willing to go through hardship, through suffering, through pain, through crying periods. All of that stuff, don't shy away from any of that because it just makes you stronger.
If someone prays for patience, you think God gives them patience? Or does he give them the opportunity to be patient? If they prayed for courage, does God give them courage, or does he give them opportunity to be courageous?
Now, fear is going to be a player in your life, but you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here, and the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it. Please.
You have to sacrifice your lower self to your higher self in order for you to proceed in a healthy manner, to be resilient.
If you decide to be rich today, who gonna stop you? Who? If you decide you want to be rich, all you gotta do is start. Why not? Who gonna stop you? Unless you tell it to the wrong person. Mama, listen to me. I'm going to be rich. Ain't nobody rich in this family. Go in there and sit down somewhere. Get yourself a good job. Oh, mama, you must be right. No, mama could be wrong.
If Mark can make it through some tough times, you can make it through. If Mark went through some strenuous times, you can go through those strenuous times. When the nights were long for Mark, I'm telling you, he made it. If he made it, you can make it. If I can make it, you can make it.
And he goes on to say, if you're going to be a street sweeper, be the best street sweeper in the world. Sweep the streets like Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel, like Shakespeare wrote literature. Let him post a sign that says the best street sweeper in the world lives right here. Because if you do that, you accomplish the best there is in life, which is knowing you did your best to be the best you could be, no matter what you choose to do.
You gotta help along with some hard work of your own, and yeah, you can do anything you set your mind to.
No dream is too big, and no dream air
too small. You got the makings of greatness in you. But you gotta take the helm and charge your own course.
Sometimes you gotta get through your fear to see the beauty on the other side.
You're braver than you believe, and stronger than you seem,
and smarter than you think.
You've gotta earn your mark by doing something big for something bigger than yourself.
I implore you, try. Try to make the world a better place. Look inside yourself and recognize that change starts with you.
And this dude goes, you were blessed with a strong mind. Like, the hell are you talking about? I was blessed with a strong mind. That's something that you have to develop. You develop that over years, decades of suffering and going back into the suffering.
I want to remind you of something, okay? And you don't need reminded of it, but I'm going to remind you. Anyhow, life is hard. Okay, fellas, life is hard. It's always been hard from the beginning. And it will always be hard.
And that's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you're giving 50%. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. When you walk out of this room, you owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. So what? My father wasn't in my life. The truth of the matter is, he ain't never come into my life. So what, I'm gonna wait for the rest of my life for my man to come? He ain't coming.
Because you gotta just stay locked in and stay focused. And as long as you know what's true, you know what I mean? Yeah. People are always gonna say something. Always, they're gonna try to have some type of narrative or whatnot, but as long as you know what's real, I think that's what can help you keep your sanity.
Because human beings need to hear this. They need to stop hearing these hacks on this and that. There's no hack, bro. There's no f***ing hack. Yeah, you may this and that and saunas and this, and all this shit that they, yeah, it's great. There is no f***ing life hack. To grow that thing, how do you grow it? Do it and do it and do it and do it. That's the hack. The hack is gonna f***ing suck.
It's very helpful for people to hear that they should make themselves competent and dangerous and take their proper place in the world.
Competent and dangerous?
Hmm.
Why dangerous?
Because it's the alternative to being weak. And weak is not good.
How is it good to be dangerous?
Because it makes you formidable. And life is a very difficult process. And it's not for, you're not prepared for it unless you have the capacity for to be dangerous. That doesn't mean that you should be cruel. Those who have swords and know how to use them but keep them sheathed will inherit the world. That's a way better way of thinking about it. You have to be powerful and formidable and then peaceful, in that order, right? And that's not the same as being naive and weak and harmless, which is what young men are being encouraged to be. It's like, that's a very bad idea. It's a very bad idea. Because naive, weak, and harmless means that you can't withstand the tragedies of life. You can't bear any responsibility. You'll end up bitter. And when you get bitter, then you get dangerous.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now, and you're the hero of the movie. What would that guy do? What would that guy do right now? Because you are.
Do you view this season as a failure?
Do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know, provide a house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success. There's always steps to it. You know, Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure? That's what you're telling me. It's a wrong question. There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful, some days you're not. Some days it's your turn, some days it's not your turn. You don't always win.
Look, I'm gonna tell you something. And it is a universal truth. It doesn't matter where you live, man or woman. It is as true today as it was 1,000 years ago. Do you want nice things? You want the best? There is only 4 ways to get rich, kid. 4, that's it. 1, inherit it. That ain't happening for you. Work really, really fucking hard. Okay. You learn. You fail. Learn more, fail more. And don't let anyone outwork you. Ever.
And I don't blame them. But don't be mad. When you're laying there in your bed and you're in the hospital and you're 70, 80, 90 years old, and you're thinking, man, I feel like I didn't do something. Because you did. You didn't do it. You didn't do shit. You may have lived a great life, man, but you're always going to feel empty inside. I don't feel empty. So call me what you want. There's not one empty bone in my fucking body. Because I have figured out that really the magic potion, at least to my life, and it's very rewarding. and you were expecting nice weather and but it's 20 degrees. So, you might be somewhere where it's too hot. So, you might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder. So, the struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder. I was out yesterday, getting after it. Had one of the best runs I've had in a long time. PR that bitch. So, no one cares what you did yesterday. It only matters what you're doing today. Those who take me literally. So, I'm a cheerleader for those who want to be better, not for those who want to stay the same.
You have to understand why you're going through the period that's causing you to make you want to give up. See, the devil has one mission only, is to rob you of your destiny. That's the devil's only job. If he can get you to give up, you have been robbed of your destiny. If he can get you to become a criminal, he robs you of your destiny. If he gets you to never follow your dream, chase your dream, he robs you of your destiny. If he causes you to think that this is all my life is, he has caused you to rob you of your destiny.
If this $50 bill were available, and it is, I'm going to show you the one secret that separates winners from losers more than anything else, okay? So if this was available, who would want it?
Thank you.
All right, now don't go away yet. Come back. Tell us your name.
Debbie.
What did Debbie do that no one else in the audience did? She got up and she took action. See, too many times we sit around and we wait and we hope and we dream and we affirm and we pray and we meditate and we do all that. And all that's important. It's part of the process. But at a certain point, the opportunity shows up. And if you don't act, you get to sit and not have $50.
Pinpoint what I want to do with my life. What happens is you have all these voices that are telling you you're f***ed up and this could be hard. But for some reason, you put so much practice into you that you can ignore every one of them that are telling you you're not gonna make it and still be able to make it because you have put the practice in that you know this is the process. It's such a daunting task that all the voices are saying no, but you still have the conviction that I know I can do this.
And I'm obsessed with being the best version of myself. And that's a daily thing, you know? And some days are better than others. I'm obsessed with finding myself now after and not having to prove anything to anybody other than myself and my family, you know? But really myself. And realizing that that is enough. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like giving your best is enough. And sometimes we lose track of that.
Just be calm when things are going well. Be calm. Don't think you're on top of the world in a sense. You always got to be wary because I've seen it. I've seen people come. I've seen people go. I've seen them come. I've seen them go. You got to be chill. You got to like just take what's good in your life and move forward cautiously and carefully. And thank God that you have that. Just it's very, very important not to overextend yourself when you think you know you've got it. There's no such thing. Everybody's dispensable.
Become the person who cannot quit. Become the person who can say no to the things that they know they're supposed to say no to. Become the person who makes the right decision regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the hardships, regardless of the pain, regardless of the frustration. If you become that person, you have no limits in your life. There is no stopping that person. And that is the only way to become who it is you truly want to be. And so I invite you one last time this year. Start today. And in 365 days, you will look back and you will say, that was the day. That was the day that everything changed. That was the day that my life changed. That was the day that my family changed. That was the day my community changed, my state changed, and my country changed, because I changed. Make that day today.
The thing I hate the most is people going, oh, you've got to be gentle with yourself. Take a night off, darling. You've done too much already. You've already earned your place. No, no, I haven't. No, I don't need time off. No, I haven't earned my place. No, I haven't done enough already. That's why I'm feeling like this now. It's a fact. You can try and bend the truth to whatever you want to bend it to, but the facts will always tell you how it really is. And if you feel like you haven't done enough, you probably haven't.
You know what's the number one way you measure somebody that's hungry? Very simple. Their sense of urgency. That's simple. Let me explain to you why. So people say, well, you have no idea how hungry I am. Really? Yeah. What'd you do about it today? Oh, not today, but tomorrow. You ain't hungry, man. You just think you're hungry. You are not hungry. You may be hungry to go eat lunch. You may be hungry to go have dinner. Fine, I'll give that to you. You ain't hungry to compete in the marketplace. Because a person who's hungry, this is how they work. I was watching an interview earlier of Musk years ago. He said, I don't recommend you wanting to be like me. He says, because you don't know how many hours I work. You don't know what it's like to be thinking about wanting to win. You don't know what it was like every night going to sleep, you know, thinking Tesla's about to go out of business. When people say, hey, you think Tesla stock's gonna go down, it's gonna go up, it's gonna go down, it's gonna go down, it's gonna go up. But as long as Musk is behind it, he is so flipping hungry, which is urgent. He's so urgent about executing things now that no matter what he touches, it's gonna grow, because today he's hungry.
If you leave your zone of comfort, if you remove yourself from your father's tent, if you move away from infantile materialistic satiation and go out into the terrible world, and you do that voluntarily, you have the adventure of your life, this is what will happen. You'll be a blessing to yourself that's genuine. So instead of being racked with self-doubt and being self-conscious and taking yourself apart with guilt and shame, you'll ride the wave of adventure and you'll feel that your life is a blessing. Not only will you feel that, it will be a blessing. That's the first thing that will happen.
I don't care how you get there. I don't care what you do to get there. The goal is to win.
That's the passion that comes out of me, because it takes everything for me to learn. So when I speak about David Goggins, I can't speak about David Goggins in a way that's just calm and cool. Because when I wake up, I know the journey that it takes for me to find my greatness. And it's hard. Nothing is easy. Nothing just like, oh, I wake up and I just do this or I do that. Or it just, no, I watch people every day go through life and it's so easy. For me to be where I'm at today, it takes every bit of me. So when I speak about it, and as I get going here, you'll start seeing me, the temple will rise, the passion will come out, because I'm back there. I'm doing what I do every day to become a human being. And so nothing is easy. Like, running is running. It sucks, but you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were?
If you feel like shit, there is a reason why. If you know in your heart of hearts that you should do something, then guess what? Get out there and get it done.
There's life and death and power in the tongue. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you say. Be careful with the things you consistently talk about. Because you're inviting that energy and vibration into your life.
I didn't teach myself victory first. I taught myself failure. I taught myself how to fail. And people are like, that's so depressing. Is it? When you're 300 pounds and you can't read and write and you're f***ed up, you know how many times you're going to fail on that process? So if you don't know how to fail, there is no victory. I never talked about winning, because I knew the path to winning was going to be years of failing first. So I taught myself how to fail properly. No one teaches you how to fail. But if you're going out for insurmountable odds that make absolutely no sense, a black kid that can't swim, 300 pounds will be a Navy SEAL. Okay. You better teach yourself how to fail first. Because if you sit in failure for too long, you will never come out of it. So the first part of my success was learning how to fail properly. And then eventually, I started getting a few victories. But that's what people don't get. When you have buried yourself in such a deep hole, you better first talk about the failures you're going to have first. And that's when that other voice comes up. It tells you we got to do something. It also tells you, boy, I'm not going to lie to you, Goggins. You're in for a f***ing climb, bro. You're going to get your ass handed to you, made fun of, the outside noise, the inside noise. Both voices are going to be telling you to go f*** yourself. You are in for hell, bro. I am. So I better learn to fail.